This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome everyone to a brand new episode, episode 39, Rambo 3 from 1988. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
If you're watching us on YouTube, please hit that like button, hit those notification bells so every time we go live, you guys will be notified. If you're taking us on the go, please subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher under Action Movie Guys. So, Nate, it's been a long time since you've seen Rambo 3.
Yes, and also it's been a long time since I've seen it intentionally. And now, watching it for this review, I'm very looking forward to talking about it.
All right, so we're gonna go right.
I don't even tell my excitement.
Yeah, you look very like excited.
Very much looking forward to talking about some Rambo 3.
All right, anyway. For those of you that want to chime in on your reviews on Rambo 3, all you have to do is leave your comment down below on YouTube, and we will answer them as soon as possible. But if you want to join in our scoring system, we'll give you the criteria right now. They are lead character, main villain, action scenes, storyline, overall, total points. If you want to join in on the fun, again, leave it down below on the comments on YouTube. Now, we're going to get right into some domestic box office numbers here. Now, this one, I screwed up on part two. I said that there was no international. There was international there. I fixed that during the editing. But on this one, this came out international and domestic. So, Nate, what are your predictions for domestic on Rambo 3?
Yikes. I don't remember because we haven't behind the curtain, we haven't recorded in a couple weeks, so I don't even remember what Rambo 2 made. I know it was a lot. I remember it was a lot.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that this one made domestic, didn't it? The second one made like over $100 million, I think, domestic, I think. I'm going to say this one made, this is worse, so maybe less, $82
million. All right, $82 million?
82 million, yeah.
All right, so here we go. This is the box office numbers for Rambo 3 from 1988. Domestically, this movie made $53,715,611. This was
much credit.
Yeah, you gave him way too much credit for this movie.
Too much credit.
Yeah. So international, it came out to $135,300,000. This made back what they lost in domestic from the second movie.
It was a big hit worldwide.
It was.
So much in America.
So worldwide number is $189,015,611 on a budget of $63 million. At that time, I think that was the highest in any movie.
That's a big hit. I mean, it made three times its budget.
Yeah.
So it was successful. Mostly overseas, though. Shout out to overseas for going out to see Rambo 3. Also, I blame you for seeing this, for giving it any money. But that's okay. I digress. Now, you know what's the next part? Rotten Tomatoes score. So this is where Alex guesses what the critics and what the fans rated this according to the good old Rotten Tomatoes. Alex, what do you think is the critical score and what do you think is the audience score?
Well, I know this thing has to be super low by the critics. So I'm going to give this an 11. Like
11.
And the audience is going to be, they might be super nice, so I'm gonna go with a 25.
A generous 25.
I can't see this being over fresh.
Okay, so it ain't fresh. Trust me. It ain't fresh either way. You did guess a little low, surprisingly. So this had a 40% critic score. Which is actually higher than you said.
I said 11. Yeah.
So this was 5% higher than First Blood Part 2.
Okay.
And then audience score, though, it did take a dip, 45%. So you were closer on the audience score, 45%. But that's a step down. Rambo 2 had First Blood Part 2 had a 60 audience. So people liked this less. Critics liked it 5% more.
Yeah, so there you have it, guys. Those are the Rotten Tomatoes scores. You got the box office numbers for Rambo 3, but now it's our turn to give you guys our reviews for Rambo 3 from 1988. So let's start off with lead character John Rambo. Nate.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. This might be a shorter episode. I'm just going to let you guys know now because I don't have a lot to say about this movie. And what I do have to say, none of it's that good. And we're starting off with a lead character who has progressively gotten worse as I'm watching these movies. Now, obviously, I haven't gotten to the last two yet, but I'm getting less, and at this point, right now, today, less and less interested in the character of John Rambo. He, okay, if you thought he was kind of sleepy in the second movie like I did, I thought he was kind of, he kind of phoned it in. Remember when he did that log, like the dialogue at the beginning?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm in the camp. He does that again in this movie. He still talks like that. I don't know what, I don't know what's going on here, but he just looks like he's not trying. Sylvester Stallone is better than this. Physically, he looks great. I won't, he can take nothing from the man. He looks awesome. And he equips himself well in the action scenes, sure. But as it, we are grading the character. He's not interesting in this. He's very boring. He's just going on a basic mission to go save his friend. And I didn't like him. Two. I gave him a three in the second movie. And I thought I liked him less in this movie. I'm not going to give him the same score. He was worse. Two.
Wow. Okay. All right. So John Rambo, I do agree with you. I'm a big Rambo fan. Everyone knows this. Going back and rewatching these old ones, I kind of starting to agree with you. His character, right? I don't know what the hell they going with John Rambo. Action sequences alone, that is a total different category when we're talking on. In terms of the character himself, there is nothing like, they didn't do nothing with this character. They just went, you know what? You're going to sound like Nicolas Cage did in Wally Wonderland. We're going to just pay you to just stay
shut up and you just shoot. You're going to mumble your lines and look strong.
That's So look, with that said, I'm not even going to explain much because, he does look great physique-wise. When he does say some lines, he sounds so depressed like he doesn't even want to be there. I'm going to give him a three for good.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm dropping
You know what's weird? That me and you agree that he seems like he doesn't want to be there. And this thing is making this man money. You know, like, these are successful movies that he's getting paid for. I can understand if they were, like, getting worse and he's contractually obligated.
Yeah.
But financially, they're getting more and more money. What, like, try harder. He was amazing in the first movie. He's not amazing in this one.
Yeah. All right. So let's get right into the main villain.
That's you.
I'm going to tell you right now, this main villain stunk. I cannot handle this dude. First of all, he wasn't even in the whole movie. He came in the last 30 minutes of the movie, right? Because, I mean, he goes to Afghanistan. Well, that's the storyline. But anyway, he goes to Afghanistan to get his colonel.
Yeah.
That's where pretty much the movie picks up. Let's just be honest, okay? The main villain of the whole thing doesn't show up till, like, towards the ending of the movie. And then it's not like he goes toe-to-toe with Rambo. Again, another character that hangs out in a helicopter. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
Dude, with that said, I gave his ass a one. I did not like this dude. Another colonel that sounded like he came out of Archer season two. He's like, who are you? And he's like, oh, no, worst nightmare. Right? I was just like, what the hell is going on? But yeah, I gave him a one, dude.
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah.
One. I agree with you. This movie has a bad villain. He's not good. And really, Rambo 2 and 3, for me, I know we're not done yet, but they're so, like, Rambo, they're so interchangeable to me. Like, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of either one. I know they have fans, but the villain here is weak. I also give him a 1. I don't have anything else to add. You said it all.
Action scenes. I feel so bad honestly, like, this is going to be one of the most shortest reviews known to man.
That's all right. Listen, we don't want to waste your time. We don't want to gas up a movie that's not worth it. And if we don't think it's that good, why spend so much time? So let's go with action. Now, this movie has now made me change how I will be scoring from now on in all of our reviews. Okay. Because I used to look at these things one way, but you know what? This movie, I didn't like it so much that it has now made me change my scoring system. So that's why I love this show. You have your scoring system. I have my scoring system. We give it the same amount of points, you know, but we grade on different things, right? I will no longer grade for quantity of action. I'm removing it from my scoring system because this movie has a lot of action. I was also bored through all of the action that happens in this movie. All it is shooting and random explosions. Shooting and random explosions. But none of it is well shot. None of it looks particularly cool. None of it's choreographed well. None of, you know, it's like, it's very generic action, you know? So while there is a lot, and I could say, well, this has a lot of action, so I'll score it high. I'm not going to do that anymore. From now on, only in what I feel entertains and thrills me action-wise will I be giving scores for. With that said, I'm going to give it a 2. I'm going to give it a 2. I liked the helicopter stuff. I thought, you know, like it looked, that is the best thing that looks as far as like filming wise. I thought the helicopter stuff looked kind of cool. I also like when he fights that guy with the sticks at the beginning. That was kind of funny in Thailand. But other than that, it's just literally point gun at thing, shoot thing, thing explodes, point gun at thing, shoot thing. And it gets repetitive and it's very boring to me, very bland. I give it a 2.
Yeah, I mean, wow, that's kind of low. In terms of action scenes, I am not giving this a perfect. I totally agree with you. I mean, the guy used a machine gun to wipe out an entire army at the end of the movie. Like, he had no clips. Like, no clips. They had a whole army in front of him. He had 2 helicopters. You had a tank. You had tons of trucks. And it's only him and the colonel. And he goes, he's shooting this one AK-47 and everything is exploding with these bullets. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? That was bad. I mean, the Afghanistan scene when they all come in to help and all that, that was actually pretty cool. I'm like, all right, that was cool. I mean, I'm giving it a 4 for, I'm not going to say it's great action. I'm just going to say it's a 4 because you do have action scenes. You know, with him in the, is this, I keep forgetting if this is the one, I always confuse this one and 2 when they're in the cave and he's shooting.
This is the one. Yeah, they're in a cave.
Yes, that's the one with the cave.
The jail is like in a cave.
Yeah.
The colonel.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool and clever. But other than that, you're right. It was just like, it's Rambo. Let's just throw 100,000 guys towards him and let's just explode stuff for no reason. Yeah.
And shoot. And you want to talk about nonsense explosions? In the scene where he goes to the cave where the colonel is, there's a part where he's shooting this machine gun, right? He shoots it at this door. And they're inside of a cave dungeon. He shoots at this door and an explosion goes off. Like, there's nothing there to explode unless his bullets just explode when they hit stuff. So it's like, it's that kind of stuff that irks me, where it's like, well, these things are exploding, but there's no reason why they're exploding. Like, why did that wall blow up? He's just shooting a regular gun.
Yeah.
It was silly. It becomes silly after a while. It's like a cartoon.
Yeah. Look, I gave it a 4. You gave it a 2. All right, let's get to storyline.
Okay. It's okay. I mean, this is a very generic plot. Rambo, still retired, you know, doesn't want to do it. I'm out. I'm not a soldier no more. Leave me alone. That 70 show dad comes with the colonel. Like, we want your help. He says, I don't want to help you. Red. And then he says, all right, great. Guy gets kidnapped. He's like, that's it. I'm coming out of retirement. I got to go get my friend. That's the plot. There's Afghanistan and Russia. They try to make stuff so that it's a full length, you know, movie. And don't you love what a different time in the 80s where Russia is so bad that Afghanistan is good guys. It's a very different time. You know what I mean? Like, this is not happening in modern Hollywood.
Yeah.
Afghanistan is the new Russia in all these kind of movies. So it was kind of interesting to see that, you know, like the Afghani people are like, We're being held down and murdered and killed and it's you're sympathetic to them, but like that's not current world, you know, environment. So that was interesting. So I give it a 2. Guess what? This movie's just full of 2s. I didn't give it a 2. It was average. It was okay.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this, okay? This storyline was doo doo. All right, it's a flat doo doo for me. It was not a good storyline, and I don't even care if he was like. This damn storyline is his colonel coming back to the guy retired going, hey, Rambo, I need you. And he goes, I don't want to do it. I just don't want to do it. I don't think you should take it. And he's like, well, if you don't go, Johnny, then I'm going to go. And he's like, all right, then. You know what? You know, it is what it is. Then all of a sudden, Red comes back and he goes, well, let me just tell you something, Johnny. Right? He's like, let me tell you something. The colonel got taken. What are you going to do about it? I can't do nothing. It was a black ops. And he's like, well, I guess I'll have to go and get him. Right? And I'm like, oh, this is so crap. Like, I mean, that's cool. I didn't like it. You know what I gave it?
No.
I gave it a one because I do not like it. It's a one, dude. Like, I mean, I know people are going to be like, oh, you know, it's nitpicking, it's an action. Yes, but you need to have a good.
The story's bad. You can listen. This movie.
It's a bad movie. It's a bad movie. Yeah, it is.
And you can like it. That's okay. People like this movie. That's fine. I thought it was. Let's make it good. It's bad.
Yeah, look, and the thing is like, I enjoy it for what it was as a kid. I grew up with the damn thing. But when you grow up, right, when you're an adult, and then you sit back and you start watching movies that you grew up watching, and you're going, damn, this is kind of bad. Like, why did I like, there's certain things I don't want to pop on again, because I already know I'm hurt to re-see it. But this was one of them, you know? But yeah, I gave it a one. All right, overall, entire film.
Well, you know what? I gave this movie a bunch of twos and a one. So I guess I just give it a two. I gave it a two. To me, it's not a one. A one has to be like, if you, a one overall means just.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Abysmal, right? You know, this ain't good. It ain't good. There's moments that are watchable. I like the stick fight. The cool helicopter is pretty cool. But Stallone looks cool. I mean, it's not the worst movie I ever saw. It's easily my least favorite of the Rambo movies. And if I didn't buy that box set that had all of them, I would never buy this. Like, I would never go buy Rambo 3. Yeah. I would be okay owning not 3 and just the other ones, to be honest. So I have it because I was forced into it. I don't like this movie, too.
You know, it's funny because I always, when I do our the rankings, I always, this is my lowest one out of all of them. For some reason, this is my lowest one. And now seeing it again, I know why. But overall, I gave it a 3. Okay. Because it, I mean, yes, there is a lot of boring action scenes. Yes, there's a, the storyline is atrocious. I mean, in terms of storyline, it is horrible. But it's still a Rambo story to the character. And it's something that continues on, you know, with his colonel, because we find out in 4, he's dead. So he ain't coming. So this technically is the last movie with the colonel in Troutman as Troutman.
Yeah.
Richard Cena, I think his name, right? Cena, not Cena from Krenner. John Cena. Krenner. Yeah, Krenner. Richard Krenner. Not John Cena, but...
John Cena! Yeah, that would have been better. If John Cena was the colonel, this would be awesome.
Man, I bet he would be... Him in. You know what? Yeah. If they reboot Rambo, he will be the new Troutman. Will be John Cena. I could see that.
Or he'd be the new Rambo.
Oh, no. Forget it. No, no.
He's jacked.
No. But overall, I give it a 3. Overall, you gave it a 2. So your total points?
My total points is a whopping and incredibly high 9 out of 25. Look, it's a 2, a 1, a 2, a 2, a 2. I don't foresee myself, unless it's for something like this, ever watching this movie again. I don't have the need. I don't want to watch Rambo 3. If someone was like, please, Nate, I've never seen it, watch it with me. Maybe. But I will never proactively go over and grab Rambo 3 and put it in. It's just, it's not happening.
Yeah, I gave this a 12. But what I will say is that I will watch this every 25 years when the moons are aligned. When like something crazy happens. But I don't think I'll be watching this movie anytime soon. But yeah, so that's a 12 for me. That's a 9 for you. Nate, you know what to do.
Yeah, so this movie sucks. So we got that out of the way. Now, obviously, we have already spoiled when we do our ranking show in a couple weeks. Y'all already know it's going to be number 5. This piece of garbage. It's good to revisit things, especially, you know, if you bought the movie and spent money on it. Okay, watch it. This one sucks. If you like this, good on you. Enjoy it. Love it. It's your movie. It's not for me. I didn't really have a good time watching it. Next episode, you're going to be seeing us do a Western. We're starting Westerns this month. So we're going to be doing a first-time watch for me, The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. And then every week, we will also be doing Westerns for the rest of this month. So keep an eye out for that. And then also next week, of course, Rambo. Just Rambo. It's the fourth one, but it's just called Rambo. So I'm actually very excited to see that one again because it's been a while, and I remember loving it. So We'll see how this goes.
I will tell you this, just in the words of Nate. Spoiler alert, it's my favorite one.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's my favorite one.
I remember he turned it into hamburger meat, and I was like, I love this movie. Yeah, so to
yeah, that's
it.
My favorite Rambo movie out of all of them, but we'll revisit. But yes, so with that said, if you want to follow us on all our social media platforms, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out his podcast with him and his friends, Nateflix Movie Reviews, over on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere you listen to your podcast on. Anything Levels of Geeks, you can follow us on all our social media outlets. We have Levels of Geeks on Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, and of course on YouTube. And of course, subscribe to the channel if you guys are new to the channel and checking out this review. Please hit those like buttons, hit those notification bells, because we were going to be going a lot live. We're gonna be a lot of live coming out soon.
So much live. Oh my gosh, you don't even know.
Yes, but anyway, other than that, guys, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that was your host, Nate. Be awesome to each other and geek out.